You're all caught up with Carrie and Tommy, so now's the time to think about breaking free from your home loan and planning your great escape to MeBank. See how much you could save with their lowest ever variable rate at mebank.com.au. Credit criteria, terms, conditions, fees and charges apply.
Oh, welcome to Friday, Carrie Bickmore.
Hi.
This is a bit of fun, isn't it?
Fun for you.
Yeah. I love this man that we've just brought into the cupboard.
I did too.
He works with us here at the office. Brad, hi.
Hi, Tommy.
How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
You're great, man.
How long have we known each other?
Brad Oles. Oh, woo!
8-9 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're boys. Brad Oles.
We've been tight as...
You guys?
Yeah.
Not by the looks of it, mate.
Well, we were.
Brad Oles, do you have a favourite out of me and Carrie?
It's like choosing a child. Come on.
Yeah, and everyone does that. Carrie says Evie is hers constantly. So who is your favourite?
It's Carrie.
Oh, damn it. Is it?
It's not. It's definitely not. I watch him go goo goo around you. It's definitely you.
Oh, beg your pardon.
See, he's doing it now.
Do you have any reason why we might be chatting to you today?
I'm very concerned. It's an intervention now.
No, I'm stoked with you, mate. Is there anything at about kind of 3 o'clock, because you're the best, you usually bring Carrie and I something as we start our show.
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah, usually get you a juice or
Something like that. Yep. Bickers has an issue with the juices.
No, I've just noticed it's an observation.
Oh,
more
this
than
is the small and the big.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah. I was just wondering why every day I get a small juice and Tommy gets a big juice when we've never had a conversation about me wanting a small juice and him wanting
a big
juice.
Well, the reason I do that is because yours is far more expensive, being a green juice.
Is it?
Far more expensive.
Well, hasn't this backfired on you a bit more?
Who's paying for it? Not me.
No, you're not paying for it. That's why I've taken the executive choice to get to,
so
to say
on.
No.
You know what's going in my green juice that makes it more expensive?
Oh, it's all that, you know, that kale stuff that you
and
eat.
And what's in Tommy's? Just carrots.
Just carrots. And, you know, you can buy a bag of those for about $2.
Yeah, right.
That's why I go orange. I had carotenosis before because I have too much carrot juice.
Is that true?
Yeah, I got pneumonia once, like now 6 years ago or something, and a friend told me, drink heaps of carrot juice. Carrots are really good for you. And so ever since then, I have one large carrot juice a day. And I stopped, like it was the middle of winter and I was slightly orange, and I went to see the doctor and he goes, this might sound weird, but do you eat a lot of carrots? And I'm like, I have nearly a litre of carrot juice a day. And he goes, oh, you've got carotenosis.
See, a girl at high school had that.
Right.
She was an ice skating champ. And obviously she had an incredible diet that involved a lot of carrots and she was constantly orange. Is it bad for you or is it just...
No, it's real good for
you. So
it.
Often I pay once a week to get a spray tan. Mm. Maybe that's the new way forward.
Oh, mate.
Maybe
also,
I switch out my juices. I'll get a large.
If you swap your $1 million juice for a normal carrot juice, save on spray tans. Channel 10 is back in the black, everybody.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because it's time for somebody's favourite game. Guess the news. What's the news? Guess the headline. In time.
We've got an opener.
No, we haven't got an opener for it.
Don't we?
No.
I reckon we just got one then, though. That's the new one.
That's definitely not it.
What's the news?
I thought we did. Oh, no, we've got one for news across the ditch.
If you can do it in time. Hey?
Yeah, we've got one for news from across the ditch.
Yeah, we've also got one for How Dumb Are You? We've got one for heaps of other segments.
Raptor Raw.
Yeah, Raptor Raw, we've got one. Bickmore's Booty Drop, we've got one. Bickmore's Bits. But this one, guess the news. What's the news? Guess the headline if you've got time. That was good.
Yeah.
That was good. So here, I give you a bit of a news story and you've got to guess the rest. Okay. Tina Springer, 44 years old. She is in Oklahoma and she was driving along in her car, right? And on the passenger seat of her car was a cute little Labrador puppy. So she's driving along, cute little lab on the passenger seat. What happens to Tina? It makes news.
Yeah. What does the lab do? The lab does something to Tina.
Guess what happens?
The lab jumps on Tina's face.
Ooh, the lab doesn't jump on Tina's face. Labrador's obviously very gentle dogs. Doesn't jump on her face. Or could have jumped on her face in a loving way. Good guess, but incorrect.
In a kissing kind of way.
In a smooching kind of way.
Yes.
No, that is not what happens. No. Would you like to know the end result of what happens to Tina?
Sure.
She's dead.
What?
No, she's not.
Oh my gosh.
No, she's not. But she did end up in hospital.
Oh.
Yeah, so Tinder does end up in hospital.
It's been a roller coaster ride. Yes.
Sorry, I should have. I didn't realise it's quite close to dead, actually. I should have.
But she's still alive, which is great.
Does this story end happily?
Yeah.
I don't want any more info unless it ends happily.
Well, yeah. Yeah, pretty happy.
She's good now?
Oh, she'll get there, sure. But she's hurt. She's definitely quite hurt. But and the Labrador did something.
What did the Labrador do?
Yes.
Oh, pulled on I'm going to have a guess.
Yes.
Pulled on the park brake.
Oh, you reckon it went to do a handbrake with its cute little paw?
Yeah.
That's nice.
And the car would stop suddenly, swerve, and then she'd be in big
trouble.
Think
about this. The dog's breed is a Labrador.
Open the door, mid-drive.
I've actually thrown you off the scent there. It's got nothing to do with the door, sorry.
Sonda, want to have a guess? What do you think, Son?
No, Son knows.
What about Dennis? Buzz, do you know?
Did the Labrador jump on the floor where she was pushing the accelerator and it drove a lot quicker?
No, all those are ridiculous guesses, guys. It's very obvious. The Labrador shot her.
What?
She had a gun on the seat of the car, a 22 caliber pistol, and it was loaded. And then the dog stepped on it, and it shot her.
Oh my God, that's
shot her in her leg, and now she's in hospital. Tina Springer, 44, was rushed to hospital in Enid, Oklahoma, on Thursday, suffering a gunshot wound to the leg. Woman shot by Labrador puppy as she sat in the car.
Wow.
Yeah.
I
guess
love that
the news.
Segment.
What's the news?
Guess the
headline
if you got time.
That's better. Yeah.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Yesterday we gave away the first of these amazing prizes presented by the Hit Network and Business Chicks, a breakfast with Sarah Jessica Parker. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Rachel joins us now. G'day, Rachel.
Hey, how are you going?
Yeah, pretty good, thank you. Now, yesterday, as you would know, we simply did an endurance obstacle course, and the first one to get to the end in the mere three-hour time limit that we had got the tickets, and we've been told you are up for competing in the obstacle course. Is that true?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, great. How do you rate your endurance?
Yes.
Yes, I'm very fit. I go to the gym twice a day most days, so I like to think...
I should have known this was going to backfire on me about it. Rachel, we're going to take another tact. We have been getting women to nominate women who inspire them, and they will get to go along to the Business Chick Breakfast with Sarah Jessica Parker. Can you think of someone who might have nominated you?
No, I have a lot of close girl friends, and I don't know, we all support each other a lot, so no, I can't think of who would have nominated me.
Well, what about a good friend of yours called Leah?
Leah, I used to live with Leah. We used to spend every waking moment together.
Well, Leah thinks of you very fondly.
Oh, she's so lovely. Hi, Rachel. It's Leah. I'm so inspired by you. First of all, like you finishing your thesis and then going over to Vienna to speak about it. So amazing. Whenever I'm feeling a bit lazy, you're always there to encourage me to go to the gym and actually get out of bed. You're great for that. You're also a friend that's always there when your friends need help. It doesn't matter what time of day or when it is, you're always there straight away. And also, thank you for helping me build my IKEA bed. You didn't even really need the instructions. You're pretty amazing. So thanks, Rachel. You're such a boss woman.
Rachel, no obstacle course needed. You are going to see Sarah Jessica Parker at Business Chicks.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, that's so exciting. Thank you so much. I didn't think that this was going to happen today.
Well, it is sold out, so there's literally the last tickets in Australia. So have the greatest time.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for that.
You're more than welcome. And we have some exciting news coming up next week, a massive prize. We can't tell you too much now, but be listening Monday to find out what it is you can win and how you can win. Coming up next, Carrie takes over one of Tommy's favourite segments, Just the Tip.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Here for Me Bank, break free from your existing home loan and switch to Me Bank to see how much you could save. All the details at mebank.com.au.
Coming into Christmas,
perfect
time to do it.
Oh, because then you get to save money.
Yes, and spend it on some Chrissy gifts.
Get across to Me Bank. They won Money Magazine's 2018 Money Minder of the Year Award.
When you think celebration, I think Me Bank. But I also think of something else.
Mm-hmm.
Champagne.
Oh, champagne showers and after hours.
Not the shower part, just the champagne bit.
Okay.
But that brings me to...
Just the Tip.
With Carrie.
Tip it real good.
Okay, you know how somehow through generations, there's things that families do, right? It's been passed through a generation, and you find that it does nothing. For example, the story of how the woman kept cutting the top of her roast before she put it in the oven because her mum said, the grandma always said, it cooks all the way through much better if you slice the top off.
The real reason was?
The real reason was that the oven was too small for the size of the roast back in the day, so the top used to get cut off, right?
Same thing. So for generations, they've been chopping the top of a roast for no reason.
Right? Same thing as putting a spoon upside down in a champagne bottle.
Oh, my God.
Generations. Watch my mum do it. Yeah. Watch my grandma do it, right?
Yeah. And Is it not a thing?
It's not a thing. They've done a study, right? The theory is that if you put a cold spoon into the neck of a champagne bottle, it makes the air around the spoon colder, so more dense, right? And because it's dense, it means the bubbles can't escape past it, which means it keeps the
aerated.
That was the theory.
Yes.
But they actually said it has zero impact.
What do we have to do now?
A spoon in there.
Scull the bottle.
Ditch your spoons, keep them back in there for your yogurt, and don't worry about using them in your champagne.
Hang on, though. What's the what tip have you got for us?
Okay.
Great.
Champagne stoppers.
Yes.
Do work. However,
oh God, you've
only
got to put a spoon in them.
Certain circumstances.
Right.
Here's what you do with champagne.
Yes.
If you only have one glass worth of champagne in the bottle, so there's a lot of air left in the bottle because you've only got one glass left, they say, doing anything to try and save it, champagne stopper, spoon, anything, there is no point. It will go flat, so just drink it. There's my tip. If you have only had one glass out of your bottle, and if you open it, have the glass, pour it, put the stopper in, put it back in cold, 3 to 4 days your champagne will stay fresh.
Bickmore, great stuff,
So summer, either down a whole bottle and don't leave any.
Yes.
Or have one glass, whack it in the fridge a couple of nights later. You can go back another nice balmy night, have another fresh glass out of the same bottle.
Real good, because you know why I love this.
What?
I also happen to have a champagne-based tip. Oh. Do we have time?
Yes.
This will just be a quick one.
What is your segment?
Because, so if you've got champagne right there, and if you have anything else possible that you can drink, drink that, because champagne tastes like rat's piss.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, you know I'm a weirdo. I've said to you before, I can't stand sharing toothbrushes. I can't even, if Evie uses my toothbrush, after that it's in the bin. I don't get it. And everyone says, but you kiss Chris, you kiss your kids. I'm like, yeah, I know, but I don't pick the stuff from inside their teeth into my mouth.
You squeeze his pimples. That's way worse.
Not into my mouth.
Yes, you do. I've seen you pop one with your teeth.
Oh. That's so disgusting.
Well, stop doing it.
Okay, someone else that's a weirdo in our group. I thought I was weird until a conversation with Caitlin the other day where she said she'd spent time thinking about who in our group she'd be willing to share a water bottle with. And I said, what do you mean? I wouldn't share it with anybody. She goes, no, I would. Not everybody, just some people. And I thought, isn't this a fun thing?
It's going to be brutal.
Let's hear which one of us she would and wouldn't share a water bottle with.
Okay. How many?
I don't know.
Caitlin, firstly, out of the group, look at me sucking up trying to get a shared water bottle. Out of the group, how many people would you?
Quite a few.
Okay, so should we go around the room?
I guess that's the opposite question then. Is it like one or two?
Maybe we'll just go around. Should we start with Eli because he's not in the room, so it's, you know, we can hurt his feelings?
Yeah, I'd drink his drink bottle,
Would you?
Yeah. Would you? You haven't known each other very long.
Yeah, I know him.
Yeah, okay.
Belle, producer Belle?
Yeah, I'd drink hers, yeah.
What about Marshy down there on the pots and pans?
Absolutely. Love him.
Okay. Buzzy?
Oh, you jerks.
Yeah.
You would share Buzzies?
I think I know.
I'm the cleanest person in the team.
I know. Yeah, I would. Yeah.
You're not the cleanest person
Absolutely
in the team.
Absolutely I am.
I've changed three times during this show.
Carrie.
That means that it's between, more.
Sonda.
Would you share Sonda's?
Yeah.
The lady who's got.
I've shared
who's
it
got,
with her.
Who's got syphilis on her arm. You'd share her water bottle.
Maybe the lady, not right now, but I would, and I have previously.
This is an absolute stitch up. Is it going to be,
It's either you or me, which is just, I don't know how I feel about this.
Well, I do, because you organise the talk break, so I don't feel like it's...
No, difficult. I didn't know the answer. She never told me the answer. I just,
why
she
have you
told
got that
me
grin
she
on
thought
your face
about
then?
It. I don't have a grin on my face. There's a fair chance it you could do. Be me that she wouldn't share with.
You're smiling through your eyes. You've got smiles. You're doing the modelling pose. Smiles.
Should I do a drum roll and then Caitlin can reveal after the drum roll who she wouldn't. Who she wouldn't
oh, mate,
share
it's already awkward.
A drink bottle with. Caitlin, after the drum roll.
I wouldn't share it with Carrie.
No!
Oh! Oh! Yeah! Oh, so sorry. Why wouldn't you share it with me?
And she's a lesbian.
Hold on. Yes. Tommy has kissed about 45,000 people and you
maybe
still
that's
share
why. Maybe
his Caitlin drink
wants
bottle.
A taste. That's the best.
Hold on. Hold on. I need an explanation. Why?
Yes.
I just think I'm going to cry. I'm saying this is why.
Well, she's not going to wipe the tears away for you, mate.
Well, I didn't want to tell you guys. Why?
Oh, you should have told me in privately. That's great.
Just, Why? Probably you just sometimes a bit messy.
Yeah, I get it.
And you've like chew into the microphone. And stuff.
Yeah, you chew into the microphone.
So do you, mate.
Claws are coming out.
And
my God, I'm a bit messy, and that's why you wouldn't share my drink bottle.
I mean,
Caitlin, it's a good choice.
I've got like three gorgeous little kids you love. Would you share their drink bottle?
Yeah, I would, absolutely.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy. R&B Fridays Live returns this November with Janet Jackson, Black Eyed Peas, 50 Cent and more. Tickets on sale now from Ticketmaster.
Same, but backwards. It's your
all right, what's the plan today, guys? Are you going to have a relaxed same, but backwards, or are you going to get up and fired? What do you reckon?
I'm up and about.
Are you?
Yeah.
One of us is going to be relaxed.
No, I'm ready to go. I reckon this is just my time. I'm just ready to make my comeback for the end of the year as I storm across the finish line and crawl
limp across
it.
That. What's the score?
It is 12-10 to Carrie for the year. So Tommy is on his way back.
You are in the game.
Okay. Here we go. Ready for song number one?
Yep.
Carrie's in.
Dance Monkey Tones and I.
It is! That
was very good. Tune two.
All right. Carrie
now
won.
Now I reckon it's my time.
Tommy, here it is. Few years old, this song, so it's not recent, but it's not like super old.
Give it to us again, Buzzy.
Nah.
Any idea, either of yous?
No.
I was it is say. Iggy Azalea.
Oh, so
fancy. That's all right. Still 1-0 to carry.
Okay.
Let's get into song number three. Tommy. Tommy's in.
Shaggy, it wasn't me. Oh.
Do you want
to
be more carry?
Can you buzz her out?
Yeah.
Well, you can't come back in anyway, can you?
No.
Is it the Jonas Brothers new song?
Yes,
it
I
is.
Love it.
Oh, damn.
All right, three songs down, still 1-0 to carry. Tommy, you need to get this one to stay in the game for the win.
I got that one, though.
But you didn't, so it's still 1-0. Here's song number four.
Carrie. Justin Timberlake.
Oh, great. Buzz her out. Buzz her out, Buzz!
Song title, Carrie.
Buzz her out, Buzz.
What's it called?
Buzz her out, Buzz.
I can't remember.
Tommy, would you like the steal?
Is it JT? Is it Senorita?
It is!
Oh, my God. Oh! This day comes.
This is exciting because this means a tie break for song number five. Winner takes all here. Here it is, song number five, same, same, but backwards. 12-10 for the year.
Carrie.
Carrie's in.
Oh. Don't you dare.
Zonda, get out of it.
Sweet dreams. Gonna wake up. Da 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 da. Who sings it?
Three.
Oh.
Get out.
One. You are out, Carrie Bickmore. Tommy, would you...
I reckon it is Beyonce.
Song title?
Sweet Dreams.
It is!
Oh. I didn't know Beyonce sang that song.
Buzz, you really had me there. Told you it's my time. I'm back.
There we go.
I'm back.
12-11. He's coming back.
He's nipping at the heels. He's nipping at the heels.
Two of my favourite songs are in there and I didn't even get them. Bigmore and Tommy Little. Now, I feel very fortunate to work in this career, and I believe one, there's many reasons, but one of the main reasons that I have had the opportunities I've had is because I had a super supportive first boss. Everyone needs a first boss, yeah, that
Absolutely.
Gives them a leg up.
Yep.
And my first boss, not only was he incredibly professional, incredibly supportive, but he loved, you know, the song Shackles. Shackles of my feet so I can marry Mary. Yeah. And he used to bang that out every morning when I worked in the 92.9 newsroom in Perth. And that made me love him even more. And we welcome him to the show now. Hello, Nick Nolan.
Carrie, Tommy, please you.
And now.
Do you still love Shackles?
Absolutely adore it.
And such a great name. Nick Nolan, are you sure you weren't destined to be a film star?
Well, I think I was in a previous life. It didn't work out this one, though.
Nick is a very, very successful newsman. He's been in the news industry for many, many, many years across multiple states. So a lot of people might know the name Nick Nolan.
Nick, are you proud of where Bickmore is at now?
Look, Tommy, I texted her. I think it was earlier this year, way after the Beaner thing, but just to say how amazingly proud I was of what she'd achieved and the success that just keeps rolling. It's wonderful to see, but it was something I could see in its infancy when she first had to work with us.
Well, I'm interested because Bickers said just then that you are a big part of why she is where she is now. Are you happy to take responsibility for that as well?
No, I don't think I can take any credit. She had, it was there, it was natural. She was a radio natural from the first day. So.
See, Nick, this is what I'm intrigued by because I would have assumed...
I mean, I'm intrigued by this as well.
I've known only a very polished Carrie and she's always been great, amazing at her job. But then I heard some of her early stuff. And, Nick, do you think she was talented straight off the bat?
Absolutely. Polished. Her nails were polished to within an inch of their lives. I think that kept around the rest of her body as time went on, I think.
Well, we've got some... Because I've got some early talk breaks from her here of her doing the news. We've got her covering one of the big news stories of the day.
And the fate of the English Siamese twins have been decided. A London court's ruled they can undergo surgery to separate them. Doctors are expected to wait a month, though.
Oh, my God! Nick, how did you employ that woman?
Man, it was fine.
You sound so different, Bickers.
I sound about 5 octaves higher. Do I sound like that now?
I think you sound like... No, you don't. I think you sound like a kid... I was only 19, and to be fair,
I think I was just a kid trying to do a news voice. Do you remember, Nick, the day that you made me go on air and fill in for the woman that was sick on a Saturday morning?
I do, yeah. It was, you performed brilliantly. Goodness, you know, for the first time on air, you were a natural. But as I found out later, only after I'd got some of the internship in the radio station, that you then told me that your father was Brian Bickmore, who was the financial controller of the whole radio network.
I didn't want to leave.
I'm very pleased I made the decision to take you on board, and I got to come back on Hunter.
Well, I didn't want to lead with that because I was determined to get the job on my own without my dad's help.
And you did too.
Nick, did you ever find out about Carrie's anxiety and nerves that would hit before reading the news?
I never knew she had that, no.
I used to go into the news booth to practice the news reads, and I had no idea that over all of these years, and I'd start and then stop and then start and stop and stumble and start, that you were listening to the whole thing from outside.
It's nice to oversee what people do and just let them get on with it. But when you're learning, of course you feel nervous. And you obviously got used to it.
You managed to overcome it and even belt out some traffic reports.
We have speed cameras on Marmion Ave, Sorrento, Southwest Highway, Armidale, Great Eastern Highway, Greenmount, Tonkin Highway, Morley, Ennis Ave, Rockingham and Orong Road, Belmont.
That's quick.
I mean, there's a lot of traffic to cover, mate. You've got to keep the speed up. People want to get to work quickly.
That was good pace, Nick. Yeah.
I have to say, Nick, quite genuinely, and I text this to you when we were having a text exchange, when I saw your number pop up on my phone, I got quite the, oh, it's Nick Nolan. I think of you so fondly, even though we hadn't spoken for about 18 years. But I am so appreciative of the leg up you gave me 20 years ago. And now that I've heard the audio of how I sounded 20 years ago, I'm even more grateful that you gave me that leg up 20 years ago.
Don't be stupid. You're brilliant. Never let anyone say anything else.
Well, thank you for nursing a bit more through, and so other people get the pleasure of working with her as well. Just before we let you go, Nick, I think we need a quick weather update from Bickmore back in the day.
Perth's weather, a possible shower later today, heading for a top of 20. Fine in Sydney, though, still a chance of a thunderstorm later tonight. Right now it's 18 on Rotto, 18 in Mandurah, and at Coca-Cola Corner at the Royal Show, it's 19 degrees.
So rug up if you're heading down to Coca-Cola Corner, Nick.
Thank you, Nick.
Oh. Look, lovely to speak to you guys. Good on you.
Thanks, Nick.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Exciting that it's nearly the weekend, but excited that R&B Friday's live set times, they have now been released. Yeah, you can see when your favourite artist
When's
are hitting
Janet
the stage.
On? When's Janet
I was
on?
Ask the same thing.
It depends on what city you're in, and if you want to find out, R&B Fridays Live.com for details. Send to plan your night. Let's get into this, guys. Sorry, Tommy.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy wrapped or raw.
I mean, I'll start. I'm really raw. I'm raw that after getting excited about finding out the set times of Janet Jackson, Buzz can't give me the set times of Janet Jackson. Yeah. That's what I'm raw about.
I just don't want to focus on one city. There's five amazing cities. You can get them at rnbfridayslive.com.
When's 50 Cent on?
Before Buzzy. Janet.
Buzzy.
Before. Yeah, that's what I can tell you.
In every city?
Yep, probably.
Okay. Because you want to kick us off?
Yeah, well, Buzz is pushing us along because we don't want to run out of time. Something we did on the project the other night when we were speaking to Ryan Tedder from One Republic. We had so many more things we want to talk to you about, but they're saying that we're out of time, which is annoying, but we got the most incredible story from you about Sir Paul McCartney, which we'll treasure forever. I was rapt that I got to treasure some more of Ryan Tedder's stories on our show.
Paul McCartney still is by far the most impressive person I've ever been in a room with. I recorded with him at his studio in England. He has the energy of a 25-year-old, and he's like 74. I mean, he has so much energy. He's so light on his feet. We're mixing a record in the studio, and I hear this kind of like somebody shuffling behind me, and I turn around, and Paul is on his head with his elbows out in a triangle, doing a completely inverted handstand.
Jeez.
With his head on the ground and his elbows, his feet straight in the air. And I turn and I go, what the hell? Like, what are you doing? And he's, oh, don't mind me. I'm just doing a handstand. And I was like, what? And he's like, it's yoga, man. Yoga. Good for you.
Yoga.
And I was like, no, I get it. And he goes, I set a timer for 5 minutes. And he held that for 5 minutes.
Oh, my
while
God.
While we're sitting there mixing. Yeah.
Most people at that age, if they're on their head, they've had a fall.
Yeah. It was so weird and so impressive.
Well,
and,
there
and
is
amazing.
So many more things we'd like to talk to you about, but I am getting told in my ear that we're out of time. But I will treasure all of those stories forever, Ryan.
Treasure.
You're going to treasure them forever.
Oh, ever, mate. I just have been replaying them over and over in my head.
Yeah.
Just wish they went for longer.
I know. Should we get him back?
Definitely. A weekly segment with Ryan Tedder. Stories with Ryan Tedder every week. I reckon he'd have a heap of them.
That's not bad.
That's a great idea.
Buzzy, you're up.
Yeah, I'm wrapped this week, guys, because
you found out the set times for R&B Fridays Live.
That as well. I can't. R&B Fridays Live is going to be absolutely amazing. I know Janet Jackson's going to be.
Just give us a set time for Sydney.
Jackson is. Well, I haven't got rmbfridayslive.com open on my browser, but I do
have no idea.
Janet Jackson will be finishing up the night in Sydney, Melbourne, Perth, Adelaide, Brisbane.
Is that like 8 o'clock ish or 12 midnight ish?
I get confused with daylight savings times and stuff. I don't know. But rmbfridayslive.com, that's a lot of plugs for them. They're going to be happy about that. Australia was also happy that I got to tell not one, but two amazing stories on the show this week. One of my diva moments with a job that I used to have, I flat out refused to work Christmas Day. And I said, I'm not working that day. And they go, no, you are. And I go, if you roster me on that day, and not only am I not rocking up on Christmas Day, I'll take Boxing Day off, Christmas Eve off, and you can find someone to fill the 3 days.
And is that why you don't do that job anymore?
It turned out to be a joke, so I just look like a real dick.
That wasn't the story I was wanting. I was actually wanting the other one.
I've just got heaps of stories today. I'm a content machine.
This is long. Yeah. What's
the
salami?
I mean, that's a great tale. I meant the one about the salami.
Oh, okay, great. There's another one. I've got plenty of stories for this story. I still live with one of my friends is Muslim, and one of my housemates, to the point where she won't eat any pork. If you,
I'm just gonna have a drink during the story.
No, this is good.
No, this is good.
Exactly on topic.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you were to cook bacon on a pan and you didn't like wash it properly, she wouldn't touch that pan.
Oh yes. Yeah.
However, her favorite food is salami, which has a lot of pork in it, and she just wipes that rule away.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, I wish we didn't have to go through that Christmas story, though. oh, God, that's right. I slept through the second one of those. I forgot there was two.
Lucky you got
crackers.
To hear it again.
Absolutely.
Guys, I'm going to finish on a high. I'm wrapped this week. Mm. I'm wrapped because I always thought Red Rooster was good. I always thought it was good. And sometimes I've thought I'll give it away. And then something happened this week that made me realise that if I give it away, I think I'm only hurting myself.
It took me at least 15 years to fold.
On what? What was it?
It was Red Rooster. So I ran out of buns and they gave me a dinner roll instead. So when I actually opened it, it looks like something my dog threw up.
Oh, furious. And so you didn't go back for 15 years?
I never went back. And then I thought to myself, you know what? I'm missing out here. I've got to go back.
I love our callers.
Yeah,
so
they're the best.
Good.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for switching on the Carrie and Tommy Catch Up podcast. Switch your home loan to MeBank and you could save with their lowest ever variable home loan rate. Check it out at mebank.com.au. Credit criteria, terms, conditions, fees and charges apply.